Welcome to the Search Stories UK FAQ podcast on desktop mouse. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Martin Taylor, Converged Network Manager with the Royal Horticultural Society. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what is desktop NAS and what features and levels of performance are available in this kind of hardware? Over to you, Martin.
To start from the base level, you're talking about a small disk array that's capable of RAID striping, generally only two levels, which would be either RAID 10 or RAID 5, depending on the resilience that you want, with a native operating system installed on the box that acts as a broker between your clients and the file serving. Quite often these also include things like Active Directory connectors, so you can interrogate your AD for security information. Going back a long time, I mean, I think the first network-attached storage device I ever worked with was a Snap server. That had things like a 200 file share limit on it and such like. So obviously things have come on a huge amount since then. Network-attached storage is basically transparent to users these days. There's very little overhead for talking to your Windows network, and it is basically a cheap and easy way to store files that just require file service access. It's not in the same way as direct attached storage. Obviously, if you buy a unit with iSCSI connectivity, then you can start to host applications and databases in those areas. But for the purposes of this discussion, we're really just talking about file serving. Okay, if we're talking about levels of performance in desktop NAS systems, they seem to be at the desktop level either 4 or 5 drive capable, with capabilities within that to use RAID striping of either level 10 or level 5, usually. This seems to be common for most of the base entry devices, such as the TerraStation, etc. It's very easy to configure these devices for users. They're simply drop-down menus, and you manage them via a web interface. And they tend to have a broker operating system on them that talks to Windows. This can be Linux-based, or there are flavors of operating system that come direct from Microsoft that are attached to these devices. Again, the important thing here is linking into your Active Directory if you've got that requirement. If you're a very small office sort of home user, you can just stick this device on your network and point your files at it and off you go. It doesn't require any security configuration. But if you're getting into small office enterprise environment where you need to define levels of security of access to files, then it's dead easy because nothing is native on the box. It just do it all through your Active Directory as you would. And you set files and folder permissions through the interface on the desktop NAS device that basically are dragged from your AD.
The second question is, what can you use desktop NAS for? And what about its suitability for use for backup or primary storage?
Speaking from my own point of view, Anthony, in the small enterprise environment that I'm in, a desktop NAS is a very cheap and easy way of gaining some space for file archival or email archival purposes. Stuff that basically you need quick access to. Say you're on a small remote site. Also, image storage is a big thing with us as well, with our large image databases. And we find that they're a very cheap way of storing large amounts of images. And they're available to the users all the time. There's redundancy in the devices, so we don't have to worry about failures. And obviously, we monitor them, so we get an alert if there's a problem. So basically, they're really great as just a bin area for all files that you don't want on any more levels of expensive storage. I mean, it's perfectly possible to drop them files down to them off of the SAN as well when we find that it's no longer economic to keep them there for access reasons, etc. But mainly the use for us is at our small satellite offices where basically they're very cheap file storage, even cheaper than Windows storage. I mean, when you're looking at the pricing on desktop NAS, you're almost looking at a price that's comparable with a single server drive. So with the amount of this space that you get and the redundancy, economically, desktop NAS definitely makes sense in the enterprise environment, but it must be used correctly. I certainly wouldn't consider using it for live online storage of files that were requiring a lot of access. You know, that would be more server-based, definitely. The other use that we find for desktop NAS in our environment as well is it's a very cheap way of hosting backup files. Currently, we're using a backup exec regime to back up all our stuff and find that we can use it as a good host for backup to disk devices. These are for non-critical sort of backups, incrementals, etc. Obviously, we hive up our full backups to tape, but they're great as a transition area because, again, with the cost of hard storage such as tape, the price is, again, very favourable, and also because it's online all the time, then the restore times are quick, and because there aren't any problems with getting people to deal with tape loading on remote sites, etc., then it's available instantaneously with a minimum amount of hassle if we have to restore something for users. So as a backup staging area, I think they definitely have a good use, and that's the main purpose that we use them for other than file storage.
Thanks, Martin. And that's the end of the podcast.